This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 14th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the sun sets over Israel, temperatures are cooling down from a warm day. Jerusalem enjoys a clear evening, while Tel Aviv remains breezy. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler, a perfect evening to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, emerging U.S.-Iran deal criticized in Israel-Iran by opponents of countries' leaderships. This is from the Times of Israel, just in. Also, the IDF is preparing to stop a ground advance from Lebanon amid a pending U.S.-Iran deal. This story comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also this hour, an emerging Iran deal could strengthen the regime and curb action against Hezbollah, according to Israeli officials speaking with I-24 News. Separately, Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios reports this could unravel negotiations and reignite conflict. And finally, a permanent memorial is part of an $8.3 million support package for the Jewish and broader Bondi community. This comes from Australian Jewish News earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ayel Jacobi questioned the situation, posting just minutes ago, "What are we even doing?" Raylan Givens, a defense analyst, posted earlier today that the current report might explain why the US and Israel haven't targeted Iranian nuclear facilities again, suggesting Iran may have its own strategic interests in complicating any military operation. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East commentator, noted earlier that historical parallels can be drawn with Arafat's refusal to leave Lebanon, hinting at similar dynamics with Hezbollah today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran deal, the Times of Israel reports that both Israeli opposition figures and Iranian protesters are voicing discontent. Opposition leader Lapid claims the agreement fails Jerusalem's war goals, while anti-regime protesters in Mashhad argue Tehran is reckless. This pushback highlights the complexities facing negotiators on both sides. Turning to the IDF's movements, the Jerusalem Post notes that the 36th Division has advanced north in Lebanon. This comes as the U.S.-Iran deal looms, adding tension to an already volatile region. The IDF's posture suggests readiness for potential escalation. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that Israeli officials are worried the Iran deal could strengthen the regime and limit actions against Hezbollah. This concern underscores fears that Tehran might gain more leverage, complicating Israel's security strategies. In a related development, Iran's missile launch, reported by Axios, could disrupt ongoing negotiations. Iran's aggressive move might force Israel to retaliate, risking a return to broader conflict. This escalation comes after a fragile ceasefire had held for some time. And finally, the Australian Jewish News highlights a significant support package for the Bondi community. The funding provides practical help and reassurance, emphasizing solidarity in challenging times. On the economic front, first, Israel's Smart Shooter has secured a new contract with the U.S. Marine Corps. CTEC reports this is part of a broader surge in drone warfare procurement. Separately, the Bank of Israel has been buying foreign currency to weaken the shekel. Globe states this intervention has led to record foreign exchange reserves as of May. And finally, as AI demand rises, data centers are becoming prime real estate investments in Israel. Ynet Business reports that Israeli firms and investors are pouring billions into this growing sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.